Hey guys, it's your favorite host and producer here. Before we get rolling into tonight's episode, I want to tell you about the hashtag Pints and Hyperchill contest we're running in the month of March. If you don't know what the Hyperchiller is, well, clearly you aren't paying attention to my social media. But in all seriousness, I will tell you more about the Hyperchiller that I purchased for myself and why I love it so much in the upcoming month. Being a hashtag contest, jump on over to our Instagram and Twitter feeds for the details. And, of course, your chance to win your very own Hyperchiller. All right, let's get to the show. Welcome to tonight's episode of Pints and Puzzles. Tonight's show is a little different from our normal format. It's not about pints and it's not about puzzles. Rather, we're going to connect back to our human side a little bit tonight. After all, isn't that what podcasting at its core is really about? So sit back, enjoy this break in your day or daily commute, but please pay attention to the underlying message here. It's important, especially now.
What's the podcast?
Find me a podcast.
You miss me to my dad.
My dad's show is the best.
Would you take along with me 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are? Those who have cared about you and wanted what's best for you in life. I'll watch the time. Whomever you are thinking about, how pleased they must be to know the difference you feel they have made. This is Fred Rogers receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award at the 1997 Emmys. Numerous moments like this have been cited, it seems more and more in recent times, as the awe-inspiring greatness that was Fred Rogers. With all of the uneasiness from politics, the general unrest of the world, and former childhood idols crashing from fame into, well, creepiness in some case, let's be real here. The world needs a little more Mr. Rogers. And that's what this episode is about tonight. My attempt to put a contribution to balance out the crazy shit that's happening in the world. What was it about this man that many of us, myself included, grew up watching and being neighbors with as children that seemed to draw us in every day? And why does it seem many of us have forgotten these lessons as adults? Being that I personally have no background in any of the quote-unquote ologies, I don't think I'm qualified to answer the latter. It wasn't until recently that I found all 895 episodes on Amazon Prime and started rewatching them with my kids that I re-realized just how amazing this show was and the need for me to share that greatness with all of you tonight. Fred McFeely Rogers was born in 1928, just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in Latrobe. Mr. Rogers, I just can't call him Fred, sorry guys, grew up with one sister and spent a lot of time with his grandfather, Fred McFeely, where he learned much of his love for music and the arts. He went on to attend Pittsburgh Theological Seminary and became an ordained Presbyterian minister. Having an apartment in New York City, a summer house on Nantucket Island, and a wife, Sarah, Mr. Rogers was also a vegetarian who kept a strict weight of 143 pounds for the number of letters in the words I love you. The idea for what we now know as Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was actually conceptualized in 1963 and originally aired in Canada,
as most great things air in Canada.
In 1968, the Eastern Educational Network started to air the show before merging with PBS. In addition to the iconic and amazing television show, one of the major impacts Mr. Rogers had was during a now famous speech to Congress in 1969. Now, I don't want to get into any copyright issues here, so I won't play the clip, or any clips tonight actually, but I do encourage you all to pause the show and look up, quote, Mr. Rogers' Senate speech. I'll wait. Now, of course, I know all of you did not do that, and in fact, most of you probably did not, but I'll give you the summary here. Mr. Rogers testified for 6 minutes in front of Congress to try to recover some of the budget cut from then-President Nixon. Kind of funny how history repeats itself, huh? Probably one of the more famous and impactful moments during the testimony occurred when he said, quote, "And I feel that if we in public television can only make it clear that feelings are mentionable and manageable, we'll have done a great service for mental health. I think that it's much more dramatic than two men could be working out their feelings of anger than showing something of gunfire." To which Senator John Pistore responded, quote, "I'm supposed to be a pretty tough guy, and this gave me goosebumps." And that right there is the power of Mr. Rogers. He has this ability to almost entrance you and help even the gruffest of senators like John Pistore remember what it was like to be a kid and the various stressors you had then. Oh, spoiler alert. That clip ends with the senator saying, "I think it's wonderful. Looks like you earned that $20 million. That actually wasn't Mr. Rogers' only foray into Congress. He was also a big proponent of the great VCR debate, arguing that allowing people to record shows and then play them back later to watch as a family was important. Again, there's the brilliance of Mr. Rogers. There was always a method to the madness. It wasn't about PBS. It was about teaching kids and their parents better ways of dealing with their anger. It wasn't about VCR usage. It was about giving busy families something to do together to spark important discussions. Rumor has it that he would even deliberately use dead air to teach kids the importance of patience. Speaking of rumors, there was no shortage about them for Mr. Rogers, some of which were actually true. For example, Michael Keaton's first job was on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Or, his car was in fact stolen, but once the thieves realized whose car they had, they quickly returned it. There was also more fun and out there rumors, like Mr. Rogers was a Marine sniper. Yeah, he wasn't. Or that he had tattoos all up and down his arms and that's why he wore the iconic sweaters. He didn't. In actuality, those sweaters were all handmade by his mother. Every single one of them. And that's why I wanted to put tonight's episode out for you. Now more than ever, the world needs more Mr. Rogers. Well, the last episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired August 31st, 2001, and Mr. Rogers passed on in 2003. His impact and legacy are what I think it's important to remember. One of Mr. Rogers' last quotes was 9/11/2002. Quote, "We've seen what some people do when they don't know anything else to do with their anger. I'm convinced that when we help our children find healthy ways of dealing with their feelings, ways that don't hurt them or anyone else, we're helping to make our world a safer, better place." Thank you so much for joining us on tonight's episode. Don't forget to check out my lovely wife's company, Fulton for Life, if you need anything handbag or accessory related. Code PINTS at checkout will always give you 10% off everything and free shipping. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram for our giveaway contest with Hyperchiller in March. And thank you always as listening and supporting Pints and Puzzles. Our beer review is coming up next. Be safe, drink smart, make it a great night. For tonight, honestly, I was going to skip the beer review because Mr. Rogers didn't drink, but instead I'm just going to go with a classic, Icy Light from Pittsburgh Brewing Company. It's actually a, quote, premium light lager with a 4.2% ABV. Yeah, I know, it's not the fanciest beer, and I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure it would be considered craft beer, but you know what, that's okay. It's basically my go-to budget beer, kind of similar to Coors Light, but not as watered down. I'm fairly sure I enjoy this beer more for nostalgia factor than anything else. I vividly remember getting my uncle's beers for a quarter each when I was a kid when I would go out to visit them in Pittsburgh. And after all, isn't that what tonight's episode is kind of about? Thank you so much for listening to the show.
You're listening to my dad.
Pints and Puzzles was produced by 4170 Productions, and our intro music was created by Shane Yoder over at PutThemInASong.com.
Oh, that show's best.
That was totally amazing.
Copyright 4170 Productions, LLC.